Welcome to a Well-Built podcast from Biltwell Bank. I'm Don Griffin, Biltwell's Executive for Human Resources, and today it's my pleasure to serve as your host. It's our goal to be the local economic engine that drives growth in the communities we serve, and with this podcast, we want to provide yet another resource for listeners to gain knowledge about current events in banking, to answer some of your most common financial questions, and to connect with our communities in a meaningful way. If you miss an episode, you can access all of our episodes from the archive library on our website, biltwell.bank, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. So let's get started. Today I have with me Trish Phillips. Hello, Trish.
Hello, Don.
Trish is our EVP for administration and has a lot of different areas that she is responsible for. Has been in banking for how many years now?
33 now.
All right, 30 plus years. So we're glad to have Trish with us today. And the topic that we're going to talk about is literally how do you save some money in the way you go about living your life. Hopefully just some very practical tips. And I know, in getting ready for this, one of the first things you mentioned was having a budget or the budgeting process. So what would you tell us about a budget?
Absolutely. You know, I hear a lot of people say, they get paid and then the next thing they say is, where did all my money go? So, yeah, that's a great question. So make a budget and having a plan. So you need a clear understanding of where your money's going and what it's being spent on. And so, you know, you've looked at your bank account and you're thinking, where did all my money go? And there's a couple different budgeting techniques you might have. You can use the 50-30-20 rule, which is 50% of my money should be spent on needs like rent and mortgage. 30% of my money can be spent on wants, and 20% of my money should be allocated to savings. But you got to start someplace. So you start with your income.
Okay.
Right? How much do you bring home every week, biweekly, monthly? How do you get paid? You figure out what that number is. That's the number you have to work with, and that's after taxes.
Okay.
Then you're going to go to another column and you're going to write down, what do you got going out? Now, sometimes we make a budget and we forget about some things. We always include mortgage and car payments and, you know, utilities and things like that. But sometimes we forget about the regular prescriptions that we take every month and how much gas we need every week to drive back and forth to work or to school, or, you know, all the little things in the household, your cell phones, different things like that, car insurance. You know, sometimes we forget about that in a monthly budget because we only pay that maybe every 6 months.
Okay.
So you want to really get down to the nitty gritty. What do you have coming in? And what do you have going out?
So it's exactly that straightforward then. You're saying just sit down and figure out what's coming in, what's going out. Tell yourself the truth. Is that where we are?
It's that simple.
Okay.
The hard part is getting started, right? Just saying, I'm going to go write this down.
Okay.
And sometimes you forget things. So pull out your bank statements. Pull out, you know, 3 to 6 months worth of bank statements and look and see if you forgot anything. So you can put that in your budget. It's a good reminder of what debits are coming out of your account, credit cards, different things like that. You know, your kids' school lunches. If you're paying for that, don't forget to include that in your budget because that is money out and it's a need.
Okay.
It's a need. So start with your needs first. You got to pay your mortgage. You got to, you know, pay for your kids' school lunch. You got to pay for your prescriptions, but don't get to the wants yet. So we don't know how much money we got for wants yet. So we need to cover our needs first.
Okay. So the first step then is what's coming in, what's going out that I got to do.
That's
in other
right.
words,
that's right.
It's rent, it's the mortgage, it's the minimum payments on any debt I have. Is that true?
That is true. And okay. That's where you start.
So let's say then I've got all those needs down. And what happens next?
Well, now you got to see, you know, what do you have? Do you have more going out than you got coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or what do you have left over at the end of the month that you can allocate to savings and to wants being, you know, you're going to get your hair done. You're going to, you know, buy some new curtains for your house, whatever that is, you know, you'll need to look at what kind of money you have left for what we call discretionary spending.
Okay.
So, once you figure that out, then you can look and say, okay, this is what I have for my spending money. And this is what I have for my savings. Allocate and pay yourself first.
Okay.
So always try to pay yourself first when it comes to savings. If you don't do that and the money's gone, you're never going to be able to put that money back and save it for the rainy day, for, you know, my radiator just went out in my car. Everybody needs an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can really figure out what kind of money you have left to do that. But once you figure that out and you have that budget in your hand, the next thing you want to do is, gosh, I don't have a whole lot. What can I do differently to create some more money in my budget if I need to?
Okay. So we may be sitting there thinking, oh, wow, there's not much left over, or there may be things that I don't have enough to do what I need to do. So I hear you saying that there might be some ways to save some money then.
There is.
Okay. What would be the first thing that you would suggest to look at there?
Well, let's start with some things that you can influence, right? You're not going to be able to influence your mortgage unless you refinance that. You know, what does that look like? So there's a couple things. Let's look at your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance. You really should shop your insurance every year or 2 years minimum. You want to make sure you're not underinsured, you're not overinsured, you're getting the best rate on your insurance.
Okay.
So there's some opportunity there. You always want to look at your cell phone. So are you on the right cell phone plan? Has your plan gone up? You know, do you have some availability to call your cell phone company and say, hey, is there anything else out there that's going to save me some money on my monthly bill? Groceries, right? You know, that's a monthly expense. How much do you allocate in your budget for groceries, and where is some savings there? And I'll come back to groceries a little bit here in a minute. See, cell phones and car insurance and, you know, are you paying for cable? Are you streaming? Is it cheaper for you to stream? You know, you don't watch TV a lot, or maybe you watch the same channel all the time. Is it cheaper to let go of the cable and cut the cord and go and you know, just buy a couple streaming services? Does that open up some extra discretionary money for spending? Subscriptions and memberships. Did you go through your bank statement over the last 6 months and see, oh my gosh, I'm paying this subscription to this gym. Haven't been there. It's been a minute. Or, you know, maybe you're doing some kind of DoorDash subscription for $9.99 a month. Anything that you can cut out that you don't utilize or need, or it's not a need, that can give you some extra savings right there.
Okay. So when you look at those subscriptions, those memberships, it may be things you don't even need anymore that you've forgotten about. Is that what I hear you referring to?
You're paying for the Xbox $9.99 a month and, you know, you don't need that subscription anymore. That's not something you do. So, you know, cut the cord, let it go, you know, and open up some cash available for some more needs, or even for some savings.
Okay, good. So we've put together an idea of a budget, a spending plan. We've started talking about ways to maybe save some money. You mentioned groceries and that you would come back to that. What were you referring to there?
Well, I know a lot of us, there's not a lot of time in the day. You get done, you forgot to put something out for dinner that night. Where do you end up? You end up in the drive-thru of some local, you know, fast food restaurant, or sitting down or ordering pizza. But the way that you can save money on groceries is really to sit down, just like you have to sit down and make a budget. You need to sit down and meal plan. So you can get your local ads at your local grocery stores, and you can plan a meal for the week. If you grocery shop once a week or once every other week, plan your meals based around the sale ads. Look in your freezers. What do you have available? Look in your cabinets. Do you have certain staples? You don't need to repeat and buy 20 cans of cream of chicken soup to make your casserole, right? You may already have them. So just take stock of what you have. And, you know, when you go to the grocery store, go with a plan. The same way you want to plan how your money is spent, you also want to plan when you go to the grocery store. Because I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store, the prices have gone up and you've got to find ways to save on that. The more you save there, the more you can save and stock away in your emergency fund.
Okay. So just to recap where we've been, set a plan. Sit down and be honest with yourself. What do I have coming in? What do I have going out that has to go out? Then what can I save? And then what do I want? The things that are discretionary that I don't have to have that aren't building my emergency fund. First step, right?
Mm-hmm. First step.
When it comes then to looking at those bank statements, those credit card statements to see what am I being charged for that I may have forgotten about. So every few months, I hear you recommending that we go back and say, hey, what am I paying for that I may not be using or that I may have forgotten about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then just like we plan spending, we plan meals and our food plans. So we're looking at, do grocery ads still come out on Wednesday every week? Is that still the
day?
They do.
Most of our grocery stores here locally do.
Okay. So you would, Wednesday, you look and see what's on sale for that week and maybe make your plan around that. So, all right, good. Some very practical, very basic tips, it sounds like, on how to figure out what's coming in and going out and make that money stretch a little farther.
Yes, that does. And I will say one other thing too. I think that's super important. When you think about your discretionary spending, give yourself a budget in that as well. So if you're willing to spend on things like going and getting your nails done or whatever the case is, or extra things, clothes shopping and different things like that, if it's a want and you say, I'm going to give myself $50 a week, know this, when it's gone, it's gone.
That's it.
That's it. That's your fun budget, right? So if you go to the convenience store and you get gas and you run in and you get a pack of donuts and a cup of coffee, that comes out of your spending money. When it's gone, it's gone. And that really is a good way to get a handle, and don't let your money control you. You control your money.
Okay, good. Well, Trish Phillips, thanks for being with us today. I enjoyed hearing from you some very practical tips when it comes to budgeting and saving money. Stay tuned for our next episode and follow a well-built podcast on our website, builtwell.bank, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. I'm Don Griffin for Built Well Bank. Well-built communities start with well-built banks.